You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here this morning talking with Beth Anderson Walker, who has fabulously started the Inner Alchemy Counseling and Therapeutic Arts Center here in Cookeville. I can't wait to hear all about that. There's so many other questions that I want to ask you. I want to find out all about this. I want to find out about the artist symposium that you were recently a part of. But let's go back a little bit.
Okay, great.
You're from Cookeville.
I am, yeah.
How long have you lived in Cookeville? Your whole life?
I'm from Cookeville, so I just turned 40 this past year, and I lived probably 32 years, and then I moved to North Carolina, then Colorado, and Knoxville, and then I just recently moved back in this maybe 6 months ago. So, yeah.
What brought you back to Cookeville?
Oh, gosh. I guess so many things. I think, maybe the older we're getting, the more we realized my husband and I are both from here and spent most of our lives here. And we just have good friends and family here and just wanted to put roots down, I think.
Feels like home.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely.
So when you left Cookeville first, you graduated high school, where did you go? What was first?
I actually stayed in Cookeville, went to Tennessee Tech and graduated from there and spent many years in Cookeville, graduated from Tech, worked in the community and did a variety of things, kind of was a career barista for many years and worked at pretty much every coffee shop that existed at the time and apprenticed with potters and did photography. I did wedding photography for a little while. I made jewelry for a while. So I went back to school at the craft center and did clay and fibers up there. So yeah, spent a while just doing that and then eventually went to grad school in North Carolina. So
a Renaissance woman that kind of went through all these different artistic channels, but then you came back around to therapy.
Yeah.
How did you come around to that?
Yeah, well, my original plan, so I think I was one of those sort of lost college students when I first entered college. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was kind of torn in a few different directions and always had loved more of like a creative and expressive lifestyle. I really thought maybe I would do like, so my degree was in journalism and psychology. So I really wanted to do like what I would have thought like travel writing and photography. National Geographic was like an ideal kind of situation. But then I also really had this side that was drawn to like a helping profession of some kind. And so counseling was always a direction I wanted to go. But I guess in my junior year, my younger sister was killed in a car accident. And so, you know, that put a lot of things on pause for me. And so I just spent a lot of time. I did end up finishing my degree, but it was like a, what do I need to do just to get done.
Yeah.
So, and then that was part of why I think I did a bunch of random things for a while, because I was healing in my own way and trying to figure out what that would look like and just sort of existed. But was, you know, very focused on like how to bring life to myself and try to make meaning of what was going on with me through my own grief. Yeah. And I think through that, I think I always had it in my mind, like would go back to school eventually for counseling, but I needed to heal myself first. And so it was almost 10 years. Yeah. Between like losing her and then when I went back to school. So about a decade later, it took me a little while. And I just went for it. So yeah. And then I've been on that track ever since.
How do you feel your, everything that you did leading up to that with arts, how has that guided and inspired your practice as a therapist?
Yeah. I think getting to spend so much time in exploring different creative outlets, for different purposes, you know, I think, I learned what it was doing for me, how it was helping me heal. And so I knew I wanted to bring this into my counseling practice eventually. So I started looking at this, like, is there something out there that already exists like this? And so there was like art therapy, which is what I found first, but it was mostly focused on like visual arts. And it used more of a basis of like diagnosing people, to see kind of what was coming up. But then I found out about expressive arts, which encompasses so many different creative modalities and integrates them. And it's less about diagnosing and seeing what's going on with a person through their art as much as giving them tools and resources and allows them to make meaning of it versus like a clinical aspect of it.
That's such an interesting approach. Let's dive more into this when we come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're back listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Beth Anderson Walker. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So my practice is called Inner Alchemy Counseling and Therapeutic Arts. It's a mouthful. So I'm a licensed professional counselor, mental health service provider, and I meet with clients. I have an office on the square. I see folks there. And then the therapeutic arts is we just have this really amazing space that we can use for groups. And so we actually have several yoga classes that are taught almost every day of the week right now, Monday through Saturday.
Yoga classes special for, I know that you had one that was like an anti-anxiety focused yoga class, which I think everybody needs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think yoga in general can be very anti-anxiety just in general.
Yes.
So we have amazing yoga instructors who've been there, you know, practicing for years and years and teaching in the community. And then we also have a newer yoga instructor. Her name is Elizabeth Mounts. And she's actually a licensed clinical social worker, I think is what they call themselves. And she was transitioning away from her clinical work to just specifically doing yoga and with a mental health focus. And so the classes are open to the public. They're all great for anxiety and stress relief if you want to come to them. And it's a matter of just timing and what's a good fit for you.
Yeah. So we've been talking with Beth about how her journey as an artist and changes and things that happen in her life have led to this journey into therapy. Mm-hmm. And kind of a long and twisted journey that took different turns. And I think with most artists and most creatives, we can never really fully get away from that side of us, even in other professions. And I think it's amazing that you have created a world where they exist together. Mm-hmm. And that's really incredible. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of creative types? Do you think a lot of creative people are coming? And how do you intermingle therapy and the creative spirit and art? How is that all combined with what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I see a variety of clients, some who are just naturally creatives and artists themselves. And so they already have an artistic practice they can draw on. And so they know the value of the arts and how it can be really helpful. But a lot of clients, when they first come to me and I explain to them, you know, what expressive arts is and how it can be integrated, I think a lot of people are curious and interested, but there's sometimes a very slow, you know, uptake. It's a different way of being. And so, a lot of us, when we think about the arts, we think about just high levels of creativity, like really beautiful works of art. And so we have like sort of an inner critic that says, I could never do that. And I'm not an artist. And there's a label that comes along with it. And so I think sometimes we spend a lot of time just sort of moving away from the inner critic piece or looking at it like these are just tools and resources available to you to just play and explore with emotion versus in the expressive arts world, we call it like low skill, high sensitivity. So it's, you don't have to be really good at this thing. This is not about the end product.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Yes. And it's about the process over the product.
Yeah.
So we're just using these like highly sensitive and sensory based elements to discover things, explore what's going on, to just self-soothe sometimes. And then they can also be helpful in nonverbal ways of expressing.
Yeah. So. And I know that's something that I guess I did not realize that that was such a, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? But I've always thought that that was something that, you know, therapists, psychiatrists would use with children, you know, to get them to talk about things. Let's draw a picture of how you're feeling. And why wouldn't we continue that practice as adults? Like, what are we but kids that never healed or never grew up or, you know, we're all trying to guide that child inside us. So you started this incredible space for this and you have several people working with you. Who's working there with you?
Yeah. So I have some yoga instructors who are there throughout the week. I have Betsy Moon, Diane Neal, Lori Hall, and then Elizabeth Mounts, who I just mentioned. So they're teaching at varying times during the week. And then I have another counselor who sees clients there through her own practice, but she uses the space, and her name's Leslie Ball.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about your space and everything you have going on when we come back in just a moment.
Great. Thank you.
You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Beth Anderson Walker, owner and licensed mental health professional slash artistic creator slash inspirational person for creative types and founder of the Inner Alchemy Counseling and Therapeutic Arts. for people that are just joining in and tuning into this, tell us a little bit about what you could expect from your business. What kind of person would benefit? And the answer is all of them. But tell us why.
Of course, absolutely. So as a licensed professional counselor, mental health service provider, I specialize in grief and trauma work. And so a lot of my clients come to me for different types of losses, death and non-death loss, or experiences they've experienced in which, you know, they just have a really hard time navigating life. And I just help make meaning with that, help self-soothe, provide tools and resources. So, of course, I integrate the expressive arts therapy, but I also do EMDR therapy and mindfulness-based work, somatic-based work, and just being aware of what's happening in the body. And so all of these things in expressive arts just naturally integrates into this very well. But I also just see people who are just having a hard time with, anxiety, depression, just challenging life transitions even, and just kind of figuring out, you know, it impacts our identities a lot. And so just trying to like make sense of it all.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Beth Anderson Walker of the Inner Alchemy Counseling and Therapeutic Arts. You recently spoke at the Artist Symposium through Art Round Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you spoke about. It seemed like it was a very well-received topic, and tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I was honored to be able to be included in that, and I spoke about expressive arts therapy and how it can be a catalyst for healing, and creativity in general can be a catalyst for healing. But I shared a little bit about what the expressive arts and my own journey with it, just like I shared here, and with artists, so many people are drawn to an artistic modality or a craft because it's ultimately in the beginning is something that's like helpful for them. You know, it's either self-soothing or it's, you know, it engages their mind in a different way or their body in a different way. But sometimes when you try to start monetizing that or, you know, profiting from that in some way, you take on a business element and it takes on another side that can become stressful. Mm-hmm. And so then your art becomes, you know, part of your business, and it can take on another level that no longer serves you in the same way. And so with expressive arts therapy, I was trying to also offer them, you know, give yourself room to play, to go back to maybe other modalities that can just give you some space to play again. Cause that's ultimately what probably led them to something like that.
My dad is a potter, and I grew up in his pottery studio with my hands in the clay. And I know how therapeutic that is, even in itself. And I think, speak a little bit about that. If someone wanted to try something at home as a stress reliever, what's a simple tool that maybe listeners could try out to kind of get a taste of what you're offering?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's so many things. They don't have to be expensive. You could go to like the Dollar General or Tree and get like low key art supplies. One of my favorites is just getting like a pack of watercolors, and just watercolors can be tricky, especially if you're trying to make specific images. But if you just take them and like splash water on the page and move pigment around, turn the page and watch how the paint moves across the page can be really self-soothing. Anything like clay and Play-Doh that you can just squish and manipulate, move around is fun. Anything like that. I'm a potter as well. And so I love clay and just something about touching it, moving it, you know, seeing it.
So
move
earthy.
On them.
I mean,
yeah,
it's truly
absolutely.
Earth. It's like you have the earth in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How often do you explore that side of your life again, the artist side? How often do you get to do that versus the business?
Well, you know, in small doses, I get to bring that in either. So I've been getting my doctorate the past 4 years. And so a lot of my energy is academic focused. But I bring like these low key ways of working with things, or, I'll use watercolors or colored pens to write notes or to make things for myself so that I can explore an idea without necessarily just, I can't sit in front of a computer all day. Sometimes you just need, something else. So I do bring it in. And I think the thing for myself I'm trying to get back into is just like getting reattached to my body, because I've just been like this, head for a while. So I think just getting into our bodies is really helpful.
I think that this is such an amazing, I don't want to call it a service. It's an offering that you're giving to our community. Mm-hmm. And we're so lucky to have you here. How can people find out more about you? How can we get involved with what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is www.inneralchemycounseling.com. And that shares a lot about my practice in general, the different modalities that I offer. So that would probably be the best way. It has my email, and there's a contact on there and a phone number. So you're welcome to to look at that.
Perfect. And it looks like we could probably follow you on Facebook too.
Facebook, and there's an Instagram account. Awesome. So yeah, all those things.
Awesome. Well, please check her out. This is an awesome thing to do for artists and people that just need a little bit of stress relief in their life. Thanks for being with us, Beth.
Thank you, Laura.